This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Bruna, B-R-U-N-A. Last name is D, Aloysio, D, apostrophe, Aloysio, A-L-O-I-S-I-O. Date of birth is 2/19/1939. Date of evaluation is 11/15/2023. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric evaluation for... management of decline in cognition. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 84 years old female who was readmitted to this facility. On 7/14/21, patient was previously seen by our service for management of possible delirium in 2020 period. Patient is reported to be more confused and has exhibited decline in cognition. Period. She was talking in a very low and soft voice, and it was difficult to understand her at times. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season, and seems to have significant impairment of recent memory. Here, her chart indicates history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG, history of coronary artery stenosis, congestive heart failure, osteoarthritis, hypertension, peripheral arterial disease, CVA. Peter staff reports no hostility, agitation. However, family has reported some increased behavioral problems. Period. Did call a patient's daughter Tita, T-I-T-A, Daskal, D-A-S-K-I-L, and left a message for her to call me back. Next paragraph, review of system general. Non-reported eyes, non-reported ear, nose, throat, non-reported cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, weakness, skin, non-reported neurologic, forgetfulness, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no, but seen by our service at this facility in 2020. Prior history of alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest, not known. Current occupation, not working. Next paragraph, relationship, number of children, 3. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test for collateral informant chart, nursing, family. I left a message for patient daughter to call me back. Next paragraph, under history and advocacy, under review of history and advocacy, medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental cells examination, blood pressure 133 over 61, pulse 68, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor. Apathetic, motor movements, resting in bed, gait not tested, speech soft, low voice, mood, dysphoric, thought processes, periods of confusion, associations, not much verbal thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, none apparent, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent impaired, attention, concentration impaired, funnel knowledge, poor judgment and insight impaired. Next paragraph, medications, psychotropic medications are none. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, unspecified dementia with unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety F03.90. Plans, start Aricept 5 mg HS to slow progression of cognitive decline. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for management of multiple medical problems. Next paragraph, orders and procedures 99304 are under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis. The common side effects of anticholinesterase inhibitors. Next paragraph, risk benefit statement and decision to treat. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits of the recommended medication intervention given the current emotional suffering of the resident. This is the end of dictation.